You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All Sedano and Cap, Bethel Duran, Brian Kamenetsky, and you filling in on 710 ESPN till 6:30 as we head towards Angels and Yankees. Sedano in Miami interviewing Mario Cristobal, the head coach of Miami football. And Cap, he's on the beach somewhere tweeting up a storm. I even tweeted back to him, stay there all week long, please. So we'll take advantage of that. But right now, it's What You Need to Know with Lindsay.
Brought to you by Marengo. Marengo Casino Resort and Spa, good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. And what you guys need to know is that the Rolling Loud California has announced its return to the West Coast with dates set for March 3rd through 5th, 2023 in LA. The hip-hop festival will be held at Hollywood Park and become the first ever event of its kind to be hosted there. Before the excitement lands out here in LA, Rolling Loud has scheduled festivals closing out the remainder of the season, including Rolling Loud Toronto, September 9th through the 11th, with headliners Future, Wizkid, and Dave. And after hitting Canada, the festival takes on New York, headlined by Nicki Minaj, ASAP Rocky, and Future, September 23rd through 25th. So hopefully, by the time it comes out here in March, I got some of those cool groups out there headlining. Cool. I would like to see Nicki Minaj and probably Future. I don't know about you guys, but yeah, sounds like a cool festival.
At Hollywood Park, huh?
Yeah.
We were just there for the casino, so yep. It'd be interesting to see where they do that. That'd be pretty cool. That's a good lineup.
I was impressed that I knew who all three of those people were.
Yeah, good job.
Because you cover the NBA, so you've heard them.
Yeah, they've probably been in games, you know?
I would go to that.
Well, really? if you're interested in getting tickets, you can register to receive early notice about Rolling Loud California 2023 tickets at rollingloud.com. So
there
that's what
you
need
go.
To know.
All right, Taylor, hit those horns that the Mets would use for Edwin Diaz. There it is. We've been saying it. We're on watch. We're on Timmy Trumpet watch. You know why? Because right now the Dodgers are up 3-1. So turn those horns off. We're not going to hear them. Dodgers are leading the Mets 3-1. Of course, the Mets bringing in Timmy Trumpet from the Netherlands. And if Edwin Diaz comes in a save opportunity, he's going to play
the
live.
Actual Timmy Trumpet.
The actual Trumpet is going to be there. But right now, the Dodgers said, no. Keep that Trumpet there. 3-1. Now, there's a GIF or a Jiffy, as some of the kids would say. And
they're GIFs, actually. The creator of the GIF said,
man,
I'm just telling you.
Just let me play with the Jiffy.
Well, actually, Beto there.
I'm just telling you. I get corrected on it all the time, or I've been corrected on it.
Well, actually, Beto.
Linz, I just said Jiffy. Come on. That's what you should be making fun of. That I said Jiffy.
Okay.
It's pronounced Gife.
There you go.
Well, that little picture thing where the guys are moving around, I want you to do this, Kamenetsky, brother.
All right.
On your phone, mm-hmm. where the GIFs or GIFs. What is it, Lindsay? Correct me, please.
It's a GIF.
The GIF? I want you. Where's your phone?
Where is my phone?
Oh, Jesus.
Did I leave in the car?
No, I think you left it in my office.
Did I leave in your office?
I'll get it for you.
How do you not have a phone with you?
I put it down.
Like,
I'm sorry I blew up your bit.
No, that's cool. But let me go. So I'm going to type in on the GIF, uh-huh. Fuera, and I'm pretty sure you've seen it. From Sábado Gigante, there's a trumpet, El Chacal.
Giant Saturday.
That guy right there.
What? Yeah. That's what you got out of that? That's what it is?
Sábado Gigante is Giant Saturday. It was a late night variety show on Saturdays. But if there was ever a performer that was going on and they didn't like him, the Chacal would come out and he had the trumpet and he would just blow the trumpet and boo you off the stage, essentially. Like they would do at Showtime
in Harlem. We need that here.
Yes, we do. So the Chacal would come in. So putting Fuera, F-U-E-R-A, in the GIF part of your tweet, and you'll see that. So that's what we're going to do, because Timmy Trumpet,
that
Fuera.
That is also what you need to know. Gavin Lux, 2-run single. After Joey Gallo got an RBI by getting hit by a pitch.
Mi gallo.
Taking one for the team.
Joey Gallo going back to New York. Now, you are the host of which podcast?
Locked On Lakers.
Locked
Five
On
days
Lakers.
A week, wherever you get your podcast.
5 days a week.
5 days a week.
And you guys have how many posts today?
How many what?
You were telling me in the break you guys have a couple posts.
No, we just have one podcast.
Okay, one podcast today. And doing traction because story in The Athletic today. Jeannie busted an interview with Sam Amick, fantastic NBA scribe, does great work with him. He has a good relationship with Jeannie, and they were talking about this. And I urge you to go read it and form your own opinion about this. But this is the one that stuck out to me. It was about the power structure of how the Lakers work. And this is the quote, and thank you, Lindsay, for printing this out for me, from Jeannie Buss. Quote, all I can say is that from my point of view, Russell Westbrook was our best player last year. He played pretty much every single game, showed up, worked hard. You know, I would have loved to have seen what this team would have looked like if they stayed healthy. It's really tough to win when Anthony Davis isn't on the court. LeBron was hurt a lot of the season, but Russ showed up every game and played hard every night. And, you know, I just really appreciate him for who he is and what he brings to the team. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sam followed up with it and said, hey, Jeannie, I'm transcribing. Did you really call him your, you know, best player? She's like, no, our most consistent player because he was there for every game. So she backtracked a little bit and corrected herself.
Trying to defend Russ, trying to be like, hey, you know, I know folks, it didn't go well, but he was out there every night. He was trying his best.
And then continuing, I'm reading it this morning, and there's also a video component that you can see it because she was on promoting the show Hulu, on Hulu, Legacy, which for I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard it's starting to pick
two
up.
Two episodes in. I like the first two. I know there were, I liked the first two and I know a lot of people didn't. So I think it's well done.
Yeah. I heard it starting to
but
pick up
now. She's
the
executive producer. It's
yeah, she is. And they cooperated because she says she wants to tell her side of the story, her family side of the story. And then it led to later on reading something that Mark Stein had, another awesome, scribe, Cal State Fullerton's own, El Toro High. He has his own Substack, Stein on the Line. And Mark Stein writes about how Russell Westbrook and Patrick Beverley are in talks now that they're going to work together.
Right. Like
they're going to be together. And how Darvin Ham's going to have plans for them to get together. And not because I'm being that guy, but as Cap would say, you're being that guy. But my goodness, why is everybody trying to be kumbaya right now? I get it. I get it. But does anybody really think this is going to work?
Here's... No.
Exactly.
But.
But that's perfect. No. But that's perfect. This is why I wanted to work with you. And we're only going to talk about for one segment, Lindsay, because I'm moving on.
But that's fine. But you have to try. You have to try because it's not, do I think it's going to work? No. Do I think Russ is going to be here all year long? Not if they can avoid it. They're not. That's not how they want it to be. Do I think Pat Bev and Russ are going to bury the hatchet and suddenly become really... Only if the team just is just kicking so much butt that, that just there's no other way to do it.
Uh-huh.
But I don't see that happening. The minute there's any kind of Russ, you got to sit. Russ, you're in the, you know you're not playing. Whatever it is, it's not going to go well. But the chances that it might aren't zero. And the only chance that the Lakers have, as they're currently put together, to get anywhere near where anybody would want them to go, is if it works between Westbrook and Beverly, you know, and Beverly. Westbrook plays ball and, you know, changes his role and does all the stuff. Anthony Davis stays on the floor. LeBron stays on the floor. Kendrick Nunn kind of leaps up and does stuff that, you know, maybe, you know, takes a little bit of a leap in his third, you know, full year's player, you know, and all that.
This is why.
Like, there's a lot of ifs, but it's the only path to actually having some kind of success that they're
now,
looking for.
Normally, I stay away from Laker talk in August because it's like, hey, let's get to.
Right.
Training camp and then figure it out, right? It's a lot of hearsay. It's a lot of innuendo. It's a lot of agents talking. It's a lot of this, a lot of that, because also when you hear words that, hey, Russell Westbrook and he talked, we know Russ. The odds of Russell talking to any member of the media and telling us what's going on are zero. So somebody in their circles are saying, and then it might be a game of telephone. By the time it gets to somebody, it's completely
and it's like
changed.
Reading, it's like, you know, Pat Bev gives a thumbs up to something that it's, nice about Russ and LeBron tweets and
I always love
all
the
kinds of just reading stuff.
Well, like
stuff.
Right now, the Donovan Mitchell has taken everything Jazz related off of his social media pages. It's like, oh,
passive aggressive social media.
All that stuff. And then the tweet from our good friend Golden Knight, GFX, Lakers Twitter Civil War on a Tuesday. I'm like, well, now what you do? He's like, well, Jeannie and the interview. Pat and Russ hashed it out. There's just so much drama around this team. Is there ever going to be a chance where it's just like, hey,
no.
Okay, good.
You don't even need to finish that sentence. No.
And this is why you have a podcast every single day.
Right. When you're good. Right, exactly. When you're good and you're the Lakers, there's still drama.
Of course.
When you're bad, there's drama. When you're kind of like, and I mean, that's just the nature of it. And, you know, they're going to be tied to every trade, tied to we actually had one guy. It's like, okay, the Kyrie thing, it's not going to happen. Let's turn our attention to Donovan Mitchell. On what planet do the Lakers have anything even kind of close to what you can get for Donovan Mitchell? But that's how Lakers fans think. Some.
No, they do. It's fine. That's good. I just wanted to let you get that off your chest right now. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Are you okay?
I want to be. Hey, look, man, it's better for everybody when they're good, but, sun's going to come up.
But there was something that I read today that was actually not getting my blood boiling. LeBron on the cover of Sports Illustrated with his two kids. We'll talk about that coming up. Yeah, that was really cool. Really cool to see. Talk about that. And also, I've messed up in the community. I've insulted people, and they're coming after me. More of that. Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Do you have to have a card for the wax thing? It's like you have the card for the vax thing.
Hey, man, you stepping on Boys to Men right now?
Does Kaplan carry a waxed thing in his
iPhone? Oh, he has to, because if not, it's going to be four seasons of loneliness for Cap.
Oh, that was a good joke there, by the
way. Hey, this is my dad jokes right here, and this is why I got to offer an apology to all the dads out there, all the washed-up dads, by the way. So,
and the Travis Matthew Corporation.
Whatever. I got them on. I wear them 5 days a week. I'm ready. You got to know what you are. This is once you turn 40, you just got to realize you're done. Like, it's you really do. And I'm a guy that
sure, you might live for another 45 years, but you're done.
Look, I work out.
It's over.
I'm in shape. I know what's up, kind of.
You look good.
I'm overweight, but I'm going to run that half marathon in a couple weeks or in a month.
Which half?
The Long Beach half. Myself and Cap are supposed to be training for
which half of the marathon?
The good half. The half
first
that gets
part or the second part?
The half that gets me to the champagne afterwards. There you go. The dad jokes are coming out strong. So, in the last segment.
You never want to have to explain that one. Like, if it doesn't land the first time, they have to go back in and be like, no. That's not what I meant when I told my joke.
No, okay. You got, what, two kids? Three?
Three.
How many you got now? Three? All right. So, I met you when you had.
I know of.
I met you when you had zero. Oh.
No, it's three.
Now.
I know of all of them.
Before you had kids, would you buy shoes? Like often?
I mean, yeah.
Now you buy them what, once a year?
No, actually, yes, but that's mostly because I've always wanted to buy more shoes than I could. Because shoes cost money.
Exactly.
Like good shoes. And I like good shoes.
And now you buy comfortable shoes, right?
Good comfortable shoes.
All right, what about sneakers?
Same thing.
So you know the old man washed up sneaker is, right?
Yeah.
The Air Monarchs, the Nikes.
Mm-hmm.
Those white ones that every uncle that's washed up telling you the jokes like I just made all the dad jokes. Mate, so that's when you buy a pair
you
of those.
See, like walking the track.
Yes.
Like, but also like the fully black ones with black socks.
Yes, with black socks with the white ones. They're white and blue, right? The Monarchs. So I made the joke that, hey, that's when you're washed up. Our good friend Matthew Pelosi, the mailman who's walking around right now, he says, I take offense to the Air Monarch. These are the goat shoes out there. They are. They're very comfortable. Now, every single time, because I only shop at the Nike outlet, I can't afford full price because I got two kids. They're out there running around, and I got car insurance,
that
all that
I
other
know
stuff.
Of.
You need Cap's plug. Cap's got a Nike plug.
Yeah, the Nike app, and you get some stuff. No, first of all, Cap's plug is going to take 3 weeks to get here. And there's always a by the way, I have a feeling with a Cap. When he told Sedano I can get you a TV, but oh, it's going to be 50%. There's got to be a by the way with the Cap connection, right? Because I'm still waiting for him to hook me up with Callaway Golf. by the way.
Fair enough.
Right. So anyway, and I can afford the $60. So
baller.
So I'll go down the Nike outlet and I look at them, and I, every single time I post a picture, I'll take a picture and I'll post it on Instagram. Am I old enough for these? People are like, yes. They're like, or it's either yes, you're washed up, or no, don't do it. Don't fall to it. Don't do it.
Don't give up.
Right? Those are the I've given up shoes.
There's a whiff of that. I mean, you go Google it. Like, yeah, there's, you're not cool. Definitely not cool.
Okay. Do you want a pair?
Of Monarchs?
Yeah.
I do not.
How soon before you get a pair?
I'm not. I don't like the look of them.
You don't like the look. But what if they're so comfortable?
I admit,
I tried them on one time just to see why everybody's wearing them. They're comfortable.
They are comfortable. It used to be like cars. Like you could buy a bad car. Like, you know, they go buy the
bad. Bad is it good?
No, bad. Like this thing will break. It's a lemon. Oh, yeah, it's this, whatever. Cars now.
A hoopty.
You got to try. If you buy a new car from like, you know, any of the brands that people buy cars from, you got to try to find a car that is legitimately going to be a constant problem, all that stuff. If you're not buying a sports car, you know, whatever, you have to work hard to buy it. Shoes are the same way. You can get shoes that aren't those that are still incredibly comfortable. Now, you got to, you know, I agree with you. I'm 46 years old.
Washed up.
Probably. I don't want to be wearing the shoes where it makes me like, I don't want to be Mason trying to walk around like I'm trying to look
like cool kids.
26. You know, hello, young fellows.
Yes.
Taylor,
do you know the shoes we're talking about, Taylor? Because you're a young guy.
The Monarchs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought the New Balance were the old, you know, dad shoes.
Yeah,
but they're coming back.
But New Balance has changed up their
game. New Balance are hip again.
I wear a New Balance
again.
You
still got the classic ones. The lawnmower.
But they're
But New Balance has brought them back in a cool looking way. Like
you
the
may
retro
think so.
Kind of.
And they're
they're out there.
They're popular. And they are.
Because they have a whole new line out there.
So my point is, you do not have to settle for old man shoes to get old man comfort.
Oh, wow. That's pretty deep right there.
Shoes without totally losing all of your dignity.
That's why you have a LinkedIn, because you know how to write like that.
That's
very
right.
Nice. But the old man shoes are the Monarchs, right, Taylor?
Sure.
Right, you see them a lot when you go to their gigs, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's, when you see those guys, you're like, yeah, they're not spending anything. They're not spending any money, right? They're counting how much money they have in their wallet.
The old guys are tippers, usually.
Really?
Yeah.
Monarchs are one of the shoes that people were making fun of. Remember when Steph put out his shoes a couple years ago and they were talking about like just dad shoes?
Yeah.
That's one of the shoes they were making fun of.
Yeah. See? I'm going to go get a pair.
Do it.
They're like...
No shame.
They're not expensive.
I have no shame. Like, I bought the shoes I'm wearing today. They're skater shoes. Like, I feel bad.
I don't know if those are good looking shoes.
Yeah, they look good, but they were in the skater brand, right?
That's what you got on Vans?
Nike skateboard.
Nike. Oh. Yeah, they're white and blue.
The only reason I wouldn't wear those is because I don't buy white shoes.
Oh, I do.
This is a waste of money for me
at this point. No, I do, man. I usually wear Vans or Nike. That's all I got.
I can't have white shoes.
No. See, now that the kids are older,
then I can wear white shoes.
I can start being a little bit more fashionable. But when they were younger, I had no chance, bro.
Not there.
Buying black shoes get dirty because you go to the park and you have the swing set, you have sand, all that stuff. Man, it's hard being us.
It is
hard being us, which leads to how hard it is being a dad, right? Are your kids gonna be NBA players?
No. No. My middle one informed me, like, this is a few months ago. He's like, I think I want to be a professional soccer player.
Okay.
What do I do first?
Play soccer?
It's like, how about you work on becoming like the best player on your team?
No. How old is he?
He's 10.
Good.
Yeah.
No, that's good. He can have goals.
I didn't discourage him. I'm like, let's get out there and practice. We'll do stuff.
Does he play soccer though?
Oh, yeah. No, he plays.
Okay. He's legit.
Yeah. Like, I'm leaving here and picking up the oldest one to take him to soccer practice.
Okay. Good.
Actually, this 6:30 thing came in handy.
Okay. So you're telling your kid, hey, you can go play for LAFC.
I said, sure.
Okay, good.
When they ask me, can I be that when I grow up? I don't care what it is. The answer is always, sure.
Now, in Sports Illustrated today, there was an excellent cover story by Chris Ballard. There it is. Yeah, yeah. I'm learning how to do this.
I see where you're going.
Bethel Duran and Brian Kamenetsky, 710 ESPN, filling in for Sedano
and Cap. Look what you created, Lindsay.
Exactly. Now, the story goes about how LeBron is raising his two boys and his daughter. It was more, the cover is LeBron and his two sons, Bryce and Bronny, which is LeBron James Jr. He's a senior at Sierra Canyon High School. Mm-hmm. And a few months ago, LeBron in an interview said how he wanted to play with his son in the NBA. And everybody's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? This is not the blah, 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 blah. Bronny this, Bronny that, whatever. And the reading the story today, which is one of the rare times, if not the first time, that Bronny has done a sit-down interview, because they do a good job of shielding him from interviews. So Sierra Canyon, where he goes to high school at, they don't do interviews. The students are not allowed to do anything. He has an Instagram, and when he joined last year, he got huge following within 24 hours. But he only has 17 posts out there. And in that story, like by Chris Ballard, LeBron says that he didn't tell anybody in the family. And usually it's everything that they say is cultivated with his wife and his family, what they're going to say. And LeBron's like, no, off the cuff, just said, I want to play in the NBA with my son, which came as a surprise to his kids, because Bronny hasn't exactly said that I want to play in the NBA.
Right.
We haven't heard from him. Now, Bronny is rated as one of the top 100 players in his class for their senior year. Has a lot of offers from different colleges, but we don't even know if he's good enough to play in
the Pac-12
school.
Right, because this is a long distance. He's a long way to go. Good player.
He's solid.
A really good player.
I've seen him. I've been in the gyms with him before.
Way between top 100 and NBA.
Exactly. We still don't know what's going to happen with him. And, you know, it was an interesting read to see how LeBron cultivates the image of his kids and the family. There's a series that's going to come out of Bronny in high school that LeBron is executive producing. It's an all-access video. So I've been in the gyms at Sierra Canyon on my son's team, playing them a couple of years ago, and you see the cameras there. And you're like, well, who are they following? Of course they're following Bronny, but it's LeBron's production company that's following him around. And it was, somebody's going to tell your story, why not you tell the story? It's interesting. We'll get into that and more coming up. Sedano and Cap, Bethel Duran, Brian Kamenetsky on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yeah! 710 ESPN, Sedano and Cap.
It's Christopher. Did you notice that he said, take it away, producer Lindsay? So that's my cue to go, thanks, Christopher.
Yeah.
He's not even here.
I know. But I'm just saying, I like doing that because some people get annoyed by it, so I like doing it even
more. I don't get annoyed. That was a good, sincere one. It's when you go over the top.
It's always over the top. That's the point.
Today was a good one. That was, hey, Christopher, yeah.
They're always over the top.
I didn't have the headphones on, so I didn't hear you. That's why I was talking over you. Sorry.
They're always over the top. That's the point of it, you know?
Take it away, Lindsay.
Thanks, Meadow.
Yeah.
All right, so Jake Paul's fans, unfortunately, did not get to see him fight this month after he had two high-profile bouts that fell through. But based on some recent reports, his next fight might be worth the wait. Yesterday, this Twitter account called No Smoke Boxing reported that Paul's next fight would come in October against UFC legend Anderson Silva, which I was just like, what? No way. And then I saw... No way. Like, shah. So then Ariel Helwani was like, yeah, you know, I did hear some rumblings about this. It's not official yet, but it looks like it might be coming true. And then Beto himself also said he heard some things about this. You know, it could be true. So would a Jake Paul versus Anderson Silva be a legit boxing match? Swipe left or swipe right, Beto?
I'm going to go with right, because finally you're going to get somebody who knows what they're doing in there. Now, Anderson is in his 40s. MMA background, of course. So it's not going to be like Jake Paul's fighting a legit boxer, but Anderson has had boxing matches. He beat up Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. A couple years ago in Mexico, And I
in
do
a
know
match or just in like, a match, well, like on the streets.
No, in a match this time. Okay. Yeah, in Vegas is where he gets beat up in the elevator. But no, Anderson. From what I know some people that work out with him, and he's constantly training in the boxing side. So I've heard rumblings. I didn't know it was against Jake Paul, but I heard rumblings that he's in camp preparing for something. So I would like to see it because Anderson comes after you, and he's not scared of you. So it'll be interesting, but it's still not going to be Jake Paul fighting a legit, fully committed boxer.
Couple questions.
Okay.
First one is it a legitimate match or do I care?
Like, is it a legit? Do you think this is going to be like a legit fight? Like, is this going to be interesting? Is this going to be, you know, something that people actually want to watch?
I will say whatever Beto said.
No, we'll go with you. Do you find it interesting?
No.
Would you watch?
No.
Do you watch anything where people are beating each other up?
Tend not to. I watch big fights now and again, but this sort of fringy Jake Paul versus former really good MMA guy, I know you're not supposed to say I don't care about.
You
that
can say that
on sports radio.
No,
like,
you're
okay. You
that
have
really
to take
early,
and you stick with it.
You haven't heard me with Cap. I say I don't care
I'm
a lot.
Right? No, I'm. But like that's one of the never say you don't care about something.
Like, we don't do that here. We're transparent, man. If you don't like it, don't say it.
It would be hard to construct a sporting event that I have less interest in.
All right, so watch party at the Kamenetskis. Woo-hoo-hoo! Bring your monarchs.
Okay, so getting off of sports. A year ago, New York State passed a law banning the sale of whipped cream canisters to anyone under the age of 21, and as of today, that law is now active. The law was passed to help fight a disturbing trend among teenagers who get high by inhaling the nitrous oxide inside
whippets.
The canister. Yes, that's what they're called, yeah. Doing whippets. So as a result of this law, starting now, shops that are caught selling canned whipped cream to anyone under 21 will be charged a $250 fine. So this sounds like a silly law, but it also kind of makes sense, I guess. So should this be a law everywhere? Swipe left or swipe right? Brian.
Left means I think it shouldn't be, and right means I think the Tinder thing. Okay.
Yes.
I was married before Tinder.
That's okay.
I'm going to go left, but I do get it. Like, you know, everybody, you know, every part of the country, you know, make your own rules about these sorts of things, whatever. But I do find the idea of teenagers standing outside convenience stores, not asking people to buy them beer, but asking them to buy them whipped cream, objectively funny.
I feel like that's way worse for you,
oh,
like in the long
worse.
Term, right?
I'm sure it's much, much worse.
Like doing a bunch of whippets, it's got to be way worse than drinking some beer.
Can you pick up like a? You want me to pick up a 6-pack? Yes, of whipped cream.
That's crazy.
Not beer. No.
Stupid
whipped cream.
Question here. What's a whippet?
It's
like I said.
You take the at the top.
What does it do to you though? It's a
it
high.
Makes you high.
It's a high. It's like nitrous. It's like
laughing gas.
Oh, wow. Okay, now I get it.
And it's just a quick thing. Like, you're left with a lot of whipped cream at the end of it.
And it's runny.
It's just a tiny little bit of nitrous that's at the top to pressurize the can, basically.
Wow. Kids got so creative these days.
Going to Ralph's afterwards.
Not in New York. So I picture Taylor
outside, with a giant trench coat. He opens it up, and he's just got... cans of whipped cream inside.
Hey, kid, open that trunk right there, man. Let's go. Ban it as much as you can.
I feel like that's way worse than
that's
beer.
That's bad.
Like, long-term effects of doing a bunch of whippets.
You're doing nitrous.
Right? I feel like it's got to be way worse.
Wow.
Maybe
then
I'm wrong.
What do you do with all the whipped cream at the end?
I don't know. I'm assuming
messy.
They throw it away.
That is a waste.
It's not. I don't. See, I've seen someone do it. I've never done it. But, like, I feel like instead of, you know, you flip a whipped cream upside down, the can, and that's how you get the, you shake it up and you flip it.
We didn't have whipped cream in my house. So whenever it did show up, oh, man, I was like, this is great.
Cool Whip.
Yeah, we had Cool Whip.
I didn't like Cool Whip. My mom did a lot of Cool Whip.
Oh, I love
Cool Whip.
You ever freeze Cool Whip and eat it that way?
I don't know.
Absolutely.
I feel like it doesn't have as much flavor as actual whipped cream.
Well, hey, you're 9. It's all amazing.
It has a different flavor.
Yeah,
it's not whipped cream.
It's not as good. Not as good. Cool Whip.
But I do the whipped cream can just straight in the mouth. Oh, delicious.
Yeah,
you got a problem, huh?
Old roommate had a problem.
That's 'cause I'm high. I don't really know what I'm doing anymore.
He did the whippets and the whipped cream. My old roommate would have whipped cream in the fridge just so he could eat it out of the can. Like, he didn't put it on anything. He just put it in his mouth and ate it.
Or if you want to be civilized, put it in a spoon.
Civilized.
Yeah, right.
Mound it
You're
up
eating
like that.
Cool Whip. Yeah, let's be civilized.
This stuff is so good.
Cool Whip.
Vanderbilt, huh?
All right.
The best student there.
Sticking in New York, the New York Yankees announced this weekend that pitcher Aroldis Chapman will miss multiple weeks of games due to an infection from his new tattoo. The team announced Saturday that Chapman's going to be out for 15 days, and it was a picture of his sister on his leg that put him on the injured list. Chapman has been adding tattoos during the season for years without having any trouble before this infection in his leg, according to his manager, Aaron Boone. So, should pro athletes wait until the offseason to get tattoos? Swipe left or swipe right, Beto?
Swipe left. Not a big deal because you're going to do it. He's been doing it all season long. The odds of this happening. I'd rather him get an infection from this instead of drinking and driving and doing all kinds of other stuff.
Doing whippets.
On the list of things whippets. That Aroldis Chapman has done.
This yeah. And yeah. And it's just, you're right. I didn't want to go there, but you're right. It's like there's so much downtime in professional sports. You know,
you could get tatted during a baseball game and yeah. still and be ready out. To go in time for your turn.
This happened the other day. Actually, this is funny that happened. So a couple weeks ago, I was in Mexico working an MMA fight, and I come back to the hotel from our meetings, and one of the persons on the crew that's going to be working the corner of one of the fighters, he's like, "Hey, you guys have Neil Sporin? Anybody have Neil Sporin?" I'm like, "No, I don't have that." He's like, "Yeah, I just went and got a tattoo right now." I'm like, What's wrong with you? He's like, it looked bad already. I'm like, mind you, you're in Mexico. You don't know where you went. And he's like, looking for Neil's form. I'm like,
that's not good.
That's going to be bad. Like, that's now, which flag. Corner are you in?
Red flag.
Yeah. So it just happens.
Right? When that happens, does it ruin the tat? Does it, like, change the, like?
It's got to. Because
because it's his sister.
It's
it's a picture of his sister. That's now
which makes it all even
like
worse.
All like gross and ruined. She's going to look and
like Sloth from the Goonies.
I heard that. Because that's tough, man. Like, is she with us, his sister? Is it like
I don't know.
Homage?
That's a good question, but
because it's worse if she's not.
I know some people who have had... I had a friend who got like a keloid on a tattoo that she got.
Oh.
And it was, you know, this was back in like the early 2000s, and it was like a butterfly that she had on her leg. And it still to this day like looks kind of weird in one spot. So I feel like if you're getting an infection and it's healing funny and probably scarring funny, then yeah, it's probably going to affect the way that it looks, I'm guessing.
Oh.
So
tough go.
His poor sister. Hopefully she's, yeah.
It's hard for me to drum up any kind of sympathy though. For Aroldis Chapman.
No, yeah, you're right. All right, one more really quick here. And since we're not doing Big Deal or No Deal today, because aww. We have Angels, Yankees.
Which is itself a big deal,
right.
Or maybe no deal.
Aroldis Chapman-less Angels-Yankees game.
Oh.
So I'll do a big deal or no deal real quick.
Okay.
So marijuana and hallucinogen use among young adults has reached a new high. Use of marijuana and hallucinogens by 19 to 30-year-olds reached their highest levels since tracking began in 1988. In 2021, 43% said that they used marijuana in the last year, which was up 34% from 5 years ago and 29% compared to 10 years ago. More than 1 in 10 said that they now use marijuana every day, according to the study. And then when we go to the hallucinogens here, that's up 8% in the past year from 2021 and a total of 12% since 2011. Is this a big deal or no deal, B-Cam? You have kids.
Do you just get like phone alerts for like young people doing drugs stories?
No.
On Tuesdays.
No, I just, you know, it's just, you know, I have a list of news stories and things
today.
That I find. Yeah, I try and make them all mesh together.
I am torn here because I'm not a person who believes that marijuana use is a particularly big deal
right?
if it's not chronic, if it's not abusive in the same way that... You know, a kid having a beer isn't the end of the world if it's not abusive, if it's, you know, whatever. That said, you know, it's probably not good that people are using much more of it. The percentages are going up in hallucinogenics. That's the one I'd probably be like,
yeah,
marijuana. Maybe not. But hallucinogens, I'll call that a big deal.
Not a big deal. And I tend to agree with you. Like, I'm not somebody who does anything. Drinking is my vice. And the use of marijuana is not that big of a deal, because especially in that age, because now it's legal. Like, you know, you can go and get your card.
Most places.
In most places. And what I've noticed is the conversations are very open now between parents and their young adults about marijuana use. I've been around this, and I'm like, dude, you're talking to your kid like this? Where a few years ago, he wasn't talking to his oldest son in this way. because it's more out in the open for the conversation. Hey, listen to the station. The conversations are very open about what people are doing or not doing with the marijuana use. Now, the hallucinogens, that's a different story.
I mean, that's the thing.
That is, the numbers are up that big, huh?
Yeah, but I will say, so two things. In defense of like the hallucinogens thing, a lot of people are, there's been a lot of studies where it's being hallucinogens like mushrooms and psychoactives have been used to treat things like depression,
and alcoholism.
PTSD, alcoholism, addiction.
I was just hearing a story about that today.
There was a story about Jake Plummer, how he runs a mushroom farm in Colorado.
Yep.
And he's thriving on it. And he's saying that this can heal so much, especially with former players who have to deal with the constant injuries
from
the
concussions. That's for like medicine. Therapeutic use. Like,
you're talking more about people going out there and partying and go to the desert and let's go.
It doesn't specify that, but I'm saying like when I was younger, knowing how I am, like I had like a little bit of a partying phase, but I never wanted anything to do with hallucinogens. However, hearing the way that it's used now, if that was like when I was in high school and college, like I totally would be like, yeah, I'm totally down. I would do that before I wanted to take like antidepressants or something, you know?
When I used to party at USC, I used to be there all the time, right? Thursday nights, going, right? People thought I went to SC. What up, Edgar? But I would hear real drugs. I'm like, dude, those are chemicals. Like, that's, somebody made that in a lab somewhere. Like, that's crazy.
And these all came from the ground. I feel like if you can find it on the earth,
mushrooms
it's
are always just
form.
Like the stoner guys doing.
Right.
Taylor, you do a tremendous amount of drugs. How do you feel about this?
As he plays the fiddle.
Legalize it.
All of it.
There it is.
I think it should at least be decriminalized.
Yeah, that's a different conversation too.
I remember like Coke was the one that always, like, I would, anytime I was ever
that's
in a
scary.
Room with Coke, I was convinced. Like DEA was just going to barrel through the door like that minute, and I'd be in the room just like standing there.
Yeah,
like I don't need that in my life.
What's the term when you do small like
microdosing?
Yeah,
microdosing. So
that's a different thing.
My old roommate did that.
Yeah, that's a.
He drank mushroom tea like every day.
Interesting. Yeah, I drink wine.
Fuck him though.
Yeah, legalize it for Taylor.
Let's go, as you would say.
Let's go. All the time.
Tremendous. That's crossing the line here, Cam. Stop.
What else? Is that it, Linz?
Yes, that's it for Radio Tinder.
All right, Radio Tinder. All right, coming up, we're going to finish up that LeBron Sports Illustrated and his kids. What are they going to do? Are they going to college? Are they going to pro? What's going to happen? Sedano and Cap, Bethel Duran, Brian Kamenetsky on 710 ESPN. Oh.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, it's just the three of us for LeBron and his two sons. Story that came out today in Sports Illustrated about the future of the James Empire in basketball. Bethel Duran, Brian Kamenetsky on 710 ESPN, filling in for Sedano and Cap, working our way towards Angels and Yankees baseball. So finish up that story. LeBron was talking about how his son, and you haven't read it yet.
I have not. Okay. No, I've seen little bits and pieces over Twitter, but I haven't
read it. So it obviously, we've never interviewed the kids because they don't talk. They are shielding them, which is great because as a father, you want to make sure that your kids aren't exposed. They already know who they are, right? Everybody knows who Bronny is, who Bryce is, but we haven't heard from them. From all indications are, they're super nice kids from what I've heard because I've had friends that played on their teams. Mm-hmm. Great kids, real respectful. But it was really cool to hear, reading the story about LeBron's wife saying how if the kid wants to go to a video game competition, let him be the best at that. If the kid wants to do something else, let him be the best at that. And you brought something up. You were wondering if he was going to go G League or maybe overseas.
If he wants to play in the NBA, like I don't know how good he is. I don't follow.
And he hasn't even said that he wants to play in the NBA.
No, I don't follow high school sports. Yeah. I don't follow.
He's in the top 100 for ESPN.
Right. I pay attention to what people think about Bronny because it impacts in theory. Yeah. Why LeBron James signed a 1-1 extension with the Lakers instead of 2 years. So, like, all that stuff kind of comes into play because he's keeping his options open.
It's never happened before.
No.
Where a father-son play on the same team
like
in the NBA.
The Griffies.
Baseball did that?
Yeah. It's really hard to make this work. So,
and was it Gordie Howe with these kids, right?
Yeah, I think he did.
Or Bobby Hull.
Yeah, Bobby. It was, yeah, that sounds right.
Anyways.
So, Like, I don't know what the best way to get. I don't know if he's going to be ready to be a one and done. I don't know any of that stuff. And, you know, go to college, not go to college. I don't, like, should he go to the G League? Now, like, he doesn't need, Bronny does not need to go to college to get a degree.
This is where I want to get it through. You went to Vanderbilt, fantastic university. If you were LeBron, right?
Uh-huh.
Money's no object.
I wouldn't be here.
Exactly. But let's say, money's no object, right? You have a son who has an opportunity to do those things. Where would you steer him? Now, LeBron did not go to college. This is right. It's brought up in the story how he didn't go. He didn't have that experience.
This is what's tricky about this. Like,
the kid right now is not a one and done.
Let's say Bronny is good enough. Let's all just agree. Bronny is good enough to play Division I basketball somewhere.
Which yes, means yes,
him,
absolutely.
Which makes him a really good It is hard to go get a division. You know, be a Division I level scholarship player. That is not an easy thing. 99% of the high school basketball players in the country aren't that.
Okay.
If the kid wants to go to college and he feels more comfortable in a college environment, can you be LeBron James' kid at like North Carolina and live a normal college life? Would you be comfortable as a parent with your kid on campus at a place like that? I'm not even talking about like, I'm worried he's going to drink too much. I'm like, he's a
just
responsible
a kid. Anytime you're a kid of a celebrity, it's
there's
different.
Too many people around there. I would worry about safety. I would worry about, you know, people around.
Like Dwayne Wade's kid went G League.
I feel like to some degree, when you're the son of LeBron James, going a route where you are in a pro environment, even if that's not the best thing for his basketball development, it might actually be the best thing for him on a personal level. Maybe. I don't know the kid, but
what would you do right here?
I'd be nervous to send if I was that kind of famous.
Yeah.
Like that, not even just the money.
But
like,
you have the security, everything's tinker.
It's the fame, it's not the money.
Going to college.
But that said, you know.
Or do you go G League?
Obama's kids went to college.
Yeah.
They managed to make it work.
Well, they have Secret Service. So you're going to have the LeBron Secret Service around it.
Which he's probably used to.
Yes, it happens all the time. He's used to it. This is what they grew up with. It was really interesting to read that story. I can't wait for you to read it because it humanizes LeBron in the way that he's talking. And we take our shots. Everybody does this. But this is just a man who has never gotten in trouble, does great job in the community.
What's the worst thing people still point
the decision.
To the decision?
Yeah, which raised money.
For Boys and Girls Clubs.
So it was I'm reading this story, and because my son's the same age as Bronny, I'm facing this. I'm like, what am I going to do with my kid? Like, wherever he decides to go to school, am I going to be okay with it? I got to figure out, all right, how many miles do I have on Southwest to go visit this kid? Or like, which credit card has enough money for him to actually use, right? Before I start maxing them out to pay for tuition or books. It's like, there's so many decisions that as parents you come up with as your kid is maturing into a young man. You're asking, like, you've known my son since he was born.
Right.
Now he's a grown up. You
have to think about these things. Like, what does this do for our family? What are the expenses going to be? You know, college takes care of some of it, but like, there's still expenses. If you don't have to worry about any of that stuff,
yeah,
it does kind of change the calculus.
Yeah, like it was interesting. Like I said, this is interesting to read because this is you for the first time in a while you get the perspective of LeBron's controlling what we see through his media with the shop that he does, the show on YouTube or whatever he's doing. But this is just LeBron the dad. You know, how he posts on social media, Taco Tuesday, as corny as it might be, it's him being there with his kids or how he celebrates watching the games. Because at the end of the day, he's just an AAU dad watching his kids' games. But then he's also freaking LeBron James. You know, it's interesting. I found a new perspective for him.
And he said this, like he said, I wish I didn't name LeBron James Jr.
Oh, that's like, right. That's brought up.
And I wonder if LeBron could choose. And maybe he's addressed this before, and I don't know. But like, if he could go back and say, "My kid has pro potential in basketball or soccer,"
yep.
Which sport would he take? Can't play soccer with his kid.
No.
Can play basketball with his kid, which is tremendous. Can you imagine how amazing that would be?
Just
for
the training
both
that he gets
people.
Now, right?
Just to, you know, to be able to do that and to
it's
have
a different
that moment
world.
With your
like
kids.
His team, his summer team, they played in France a couple weeks ago. Like, it's just, it's crazy. It's a different world. But like, yeah, go check the story out.
But as a dad, to be able to say, like, I got to play in the NBA with my kid.
Never happened before.
But, like,
and he brings that up about the age, too.
From the flip side of that is, like, from a pressure standpoint, being LeBron James's son trying to play in the NBA, that is a tough thing to do.
And hearing the way that his son is talking and just reading the story gives me a new appreciation for the family and the way that they've raised them under the scrutiny that we have them here in the media and all around the country and all around the world, wherever he does. Like, you can't go anywhere. And at the end of the day, you just want to be the dad, taking care of the kids, and point them in the right way and make sure they make the right decisions, man.
It's nice to have choices. You just want them to be happy. Because, like, that's the thing. It's like, when you get to be that age, if you're parenting right, and I have no evidence that LeBron is ever parenting wrong, but, like, you, everything can just filter down to what makes them happy. Because
one day they don't talk to you, the next day they do.
But you don't have to worry about
it. Or they're quiet, and you just, like, what's wrong? Like, you gotta know when to give them their space. Like I said, this story made me, I sympathize with LeBron. Because all the stuff that goes on with him and the Lakers, the fact that he just re-signed for that huge contract, and, you know, Jeannie Buss saying that they want to make sure that he retires a Laker, all that other stuff. Yeah, everybody takes their shots, but when you read this, that's just a dad trying to figure out what's best for his kids.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Check that out. LeBron James on the cover, and he's wearing the shirt. The shirt that he's wearing, it has an image of when he was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, which said the funny. Chosen one. So
that is so funny.
That's it. Coming up, more Sedano and Cap, 710 ESPN. Bethel Duran, Brian Kamenetsky. What else we got? We have to need to know. Lindsay, Taylor, Sedano's in Miami. Cap is on the beach. We're here with you working towards Angels and Yankees on 710 ESPN.